USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden says his thoughts and prayers are with the entire Michigan State family after last night's mass shooting on the university's campus.
Three lives have been lost and five seriously injured. And it's the family's worst nightmare. It's happening far too often in this country.
Biden called on Congress to enact common sense gun reforms, including stricter background checks and an assault weapons ban. The administration is providing federal support to local law enforcement in Michigan. The father of the man identified as the Michigan State mass shooter is speaking out. He stated his son became evil and mean following the death of his mother 2 years ago. The suspect's father said he had no idea why his son shot eight people, killing three on campus last night before turning the gun on himself. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has announced her run for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination.
Some look at our past as evidence that America's founding principles are bad. They say the promise of freedom is just made up. Some think our ideas are not just wrong, but racist and evil. Nothing could be further from the truth.
She made the announcement in a video this morning. Haley served as United Nations ambassador during the first 2 years of the Trump administration. Top military officials are vowing to back Ukraine for as long as it takes as the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Russia has inflicted a year of tragedy and terror on neighboring Ukraine. Another key inflation report showed U.S. price growth continued to slow on an annual basis, but rose sharply in January. Cecilia Rouse is chair of the Council of Economic Advisors.
So what we learned today is that inflation year on year has come down for seven straight months in a row. The month-on-month increases were at expectations.
The consumer price index rose 6.4% annually in January, more than expected. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she won't run for re-election next year. She was elected to the Senate in 1992 and is the longest-serving female senator ever. There'd been mounting pressure on her to make a decision as other Democrats had already announced a bid for her seat, including Congressman Adam Schiff. Feinstein will finish her current term. The winner of the largest Powerball jackpot in history being revealed in California today. Edwin Castro purchased the $2 billion-plus winning ticket, but he was a no-show at today's California Lottery announcement.
As you might imagine, Edwin would like to largely remain private. He understands his name is part of the public record and now part of history, but he respectfully declined our invitation to appear publicly with us today. Understandably so.
Castro purchased the winning ticket in November in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. House Republicans are launching an investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The inquiry includes requests for former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, former NIH Director Francis Collins, and other top health officials to testify. The House Oversight Committee also looking into how tax dollars were spent on the pandemic. Disney is set to animate ESPN hockey coverage for Disney Channel in an attempt to get more kids into the sport. On March 14th, ESPN will air a live telecast of a game between the Washington Capitals and New York Rangers on the Disney Channel and Disney XD. The game will be called the NHL Big City Green Classic and will be animated. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.